Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I me on John Ballman, B-A-L-L-M-A-N. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Ballman is described in the reports cited above. Appeared he is now a 46-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 3/31/15. Appeared on that occasion a towable air compressor fell off the truck and crushed his right foot. Appeared he had evaluation leading to what he understands to be diagnoses of bone contusion, comma, nerve damage, comma, and ganglion cyst. Appeared he did undergo unspecified surgery. Appeared at this juncture he is getting therapy, comma, topical medicines, and gabapentin from Dr. Michael Downey, D-O-W-N-E-Y, and Dr. Mabanta, M-A-B-A-N-T-A. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records supplied on 3/16/20, he reopened his claim for which he had received an order approving settlement on 6/20/19. Period. Additional treatment records show he underwent an EMG by Dr. Orwitz, O-R-W-I-T-Z, on 1/16/20, but we are only in receipt of part of his report. But the missing part includes the interpretation of it. So it is clearly important. Period. In paragraph on 9/16/21, he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Downey, D-O-W-N-E-Y. Period. He noted surgery was done for ruptured plantar fascia with nodular fibrosis and ganglion formation of the right foot on 7/22/16. Period. He recovered well and his medial arch pain of the right foot resolved completely. Period. However, he also complained of lateral midfoot pain following the injury, and this has continued despite conservative care with supportive shoes, comma, immobilization, comma, topical and oral steroids, comma, and rest. Period. He also had some right ankle instability. Period. In March 2021, he rolled his right ankle and foot and fell, fracturing his coccyx bone. Period. He continues to report pain, numbness, and tingling along the lateral border of his right midfoot, comma, hind foot, comma, and ankle. Period. He had undergone an EMG and was told he had paresthesias but no other specific diagnosis. Period. Dr. Downey performed an exam and rendered diagnoses of sural, S-U-R-A-L, neuritis, comma, right ankle joint instability, comma, chronic pain of the right ankle, comma, and pain in the right foot. Period. He wrote, the petitioner needs a more definitive neurology consultation to assess the paresthesias and sural nerve. Pretty recommended he be seen by Dr. Kella, K-E-L-L-A, and would also obtain updated right foot and ankle radiographs. Pretty is going to return to the office in 6 weeks. Period. New paragraph on 3/17/22. He was seen by neurologist Dr. Mabanta, M-A-B-A-N-T-A. Period. He noted the EMG from 1/16/20 was read as normal. Period. He also explained that a sural nerve injury should not be associated with motor deficits. Period. He reassured the petitioner there was no clinical evidence for ALS or autonomic dysfunction. Period. They discussed symptomatic treatment, and he agreed to start gabapentin 3 times per day with a gradual increase in the dosage. Period. He was going to return and follow up, but does not appear to have done so. Period. He did have a family history of ALS in his mother. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was callus formation and dirt under the fingernails, bilaterally consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities and normal through lower extremities. Inspection revealed a healed scar inferior to the right medial malleolus in an oblique orientation measuring 2 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The great toenails bilaterally were darker than the rest. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Spine cervical. Inspector revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no scars and normal lordotic curve. Paired active flexion was to 40 degrees, comma, extension 50 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left to 50 degrees with bilateral side bending to 45 degrees. Pretty was tender at the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the left or in the midline. And then normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels with pain in his right foot. Pretty was able to walk on his toes with a sense of instability in the right foot. Period. He had spasm of the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of tenderness. But there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the right paravertebral musculature. Comma sacroiliac joints, comma sciatic notches, comma iliac crest, comma greater trochanters, comma or midline at the spinous processes. Impressions. On 3/31/15, John Ballman's right foot was struck by a heavy object. Appeared to receive treatment as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim in 2020. Period. Afterwards, he had an EMG on 1/16/20 by Dr. Orowitz that evidently was negative. But he saw a podiatrist named Dr. Downey who had him take medication. But he also saw a neurologist named Dr. Mabanta who followed the same course. Period, he has not had any additional surgery. Period, new paragraph, the current exam found healed surgical scarring about the right foot and ankle. Period, the right leg was 1/2 inch shorter than the left. Period, there was no substantive swelling, and he had full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Period, there was no tenderness palpation about the right foot and ankle. Period, he complained of decreased sensation to the right lateral ankle and foot to soft touch stimuli. Period, he ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as previously stated and will be marked to incorporate here. He has been able to return to the workforce operating heavy equipment. Period. However, he now does this in a seated fashion and without foot controls. Period. Presumably that makes him less uncomfortable. Period. Interestingly, he did admit to being involved in a non-work-related motor vehicle collision in 2021. But as a result, he sustained herniations and nerve compression at C5 and C6. Period. This is the most plausible explanation for the decreased range of motion about the cervical spine as opposed to an altered gait from the subject injury to the right lower extremity. Period. period, he states he is going to get an injection on his neck, and because of his age, he is not currently qualified for surgery. Period. And that is the end.